Jordan is with us. Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Tell us, what can we do for you?
I had a student ask me in one of my science classes. He wanted to know how and why chameleons change color. And I had always kind of known that it's a good example of camouflage, but I also thought about it for a while, and I know that the chameleon just can't change color to whatever it wants consciously. And so I did some research and found out that maybe light, intensity, temperature, or mood could do it. So I was just wondering if you guys could elaborate on that and maybe answer that question for me.
It's sort of nature's example of Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat, isn't it, the chameleon? It's just phenomenal. There is this myth going around that chameleons change colour to blend in with their surroundings, but this is actually not true. Most of the reason chameleons change colour is as a signal, a visual signal of mood and aggression, territory and mating behaviour. Now, the way that chameleons actually do this is really molecular. Well, they're molecular masterminds, really. If you look at the skin of a chameleon, you find that what they have are several layers of specialised cells called chromatophores, and these are cells that can change colour. Now, out on the outer surface of a chameleon, the skin is transparent, and just below that is the first layer of these cells, and they contain various pigments. These are xanthophores, these particular specialised pigments, and they are a yellow colour. Beneath that are pigment cells which are called erythrophores, which have a red colour in them. Beneath that are another layer of cells which are called iridophores, and they have a blue colour pigment called guanine, which is actually also used in making DNA. And underneath that is another layer of cells called melanophores, which have a brown pigment, melanin, in them. Now, how does the chameleon change colour? Well, those chromatophores are wired up to the nervous system. They are also sensitive to chemicals that are washing around in the bloodstream of the chameleon. And what happens is that the colours are locked away in tiny vesicles, little sacs inside the cells that keep them in one place, so the cells don't look coloured. But when a signal comes in from the nervous system or from the bloodstream, the granules, the vesicles, can discharge, allowing the colour to spread out across the cell, and this alters the colour of the cell. It's rather like giving the cell a coat of paint. And by varying the relative amount of activity of the different chromatophores in different layers of the skin of different colours, this is like mixing different paints together. So if you mix red and yellow, you get orange, for example. And this is how chameleons do this. They mix different contributions of these chromatophores. I suppose it's a bit like on your television screen when you mix different colours together on the screen to get the colour that the eye ultimately perceives. And so that's how the chameleon changes colour. And it actually does it usually to convey mood. So a calm chameleon is a pale greeny colour. When it gets angry, it might go bright yellow. And when it wants to mate, it basically turns on every possible colour it can, which shows that it's in the mood. And this is not unique to chameleons. Other animals also have these chromatophores, and cuttlefish are another very elegant example of how this works. So it's not so much to do with camouflage, it's more to do with communication. Brilliant question, though. Thank you very much.